Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
We will soon be filing a petition at the United States Supreme Court on the important case involving Kim Davis. We'll talk about it today on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, Matt, we've been defending this amazing woman since, what, 2015, when she was put in jail for 6 days for simply standing up for her religious beliefs, which you think, oh, that'd be a no-brainer. But they ended up, two same-sex couples came after her with a lawsuit, and that judge threw her in jail.
Yeah, the judge threw her in jail in 2015, and this case took international attention at the time because of that. Mm-hmm. And then during the rally, it was during Labor Day weekend, we had a rally there that was organized by Governor Mike Huckabee, mm-hmm. and I was there, and he was there, and it was during that time that the judge issued an order letting her go.
Yeah, I don't think the judge was happy with all the people showing up in front of his yard and things like that.
Yeah, people apparently had showed up in front of his yard. They protested. It got national, international attention mm-hmm. when he remanded her to this federal prison.
But on the other hand, I mean, she had violent, angry people showing up at her office with loudspeakers.
Well, remember,
yelling at her.
We had people that she had death threats. There were death threats that her husband received on the phone. They had all kinds of other death threats. Remember, there was somebody that made a video game, and the video game was a game that you would score more points the more that you hurt Kim Davis. It was amazing. All the hatred that was levied against this woman who simply said, I don't want my name attached to a certificate of marriage that sanctions a marriage that God does not design.
And if you got to know her personally, you know, she's the first to say, I don't hate anybody. I love everybody. I even have friends that are in, you know, a homosexual lifestyle. They know I don't agree with what they do, but I love them as a person, you know, and to come after her like that is just unthinkable.
I know. She became a caricature of the LGBTQ mafia, and they really targeted her. Mm-hmm. This was an amazing woman who, a few years before this, had her life dramatically changed when on her mother-in-law's deathbed wish was to go to a church to get her life together. She just decided to do that to check it off the list. She had no intentions of changing her way of life, but God had other plans in mind, and that's where she gave her life to the Lord and dramatically changed her life and became a devout follower of Jesus Christ.
And, you know, just like God, if you look in the Bible, most of those people in there are the unlikely candidates that God chooses. The same thing with Kim. I mean, if you sit down and ask her, I mean, she weeps and weeps when you ask her, why do you think God chose you? And she says, I have no idea. I failed in marriage 5 times, but why? You know, he changed my life, so I have to stand for my beliefs now.
Yeah, she remarried to her second husband and had been married to him for about 18 years by the time all this happened, and she's still married to him happily and is a mother, grandmother. She always said she was a good mother but a bad person until that encounter with Jesus Christ that Sunday evening.
And she failed just like all of us fail in different ways, right?
But, you know, Jesus chose Mary Magdalene.
Mm-hmm.
She is mentioned in all 4 Gospels as the woman, among others, but she was always prominently mentioned in all 4 Gospels. That was there at the time of the crucifixion and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And Mary Magdalene was a person who had been formerly possessed by 7 demons.
And then she became the first evangelist.
She wasn't just possessed by a demon.
Right.
She had 7 demons.
Right.
I can't even imagine how wicked this woman was, how frightening she was to be around.
And God chose her as the first evangelist to share the gospel.
Yeah, because he met her, cast out her demons.
Right.
She had 7 demons cast out, and she became a follower of Jesus Christ.
Absolutely.
And she had a before and after moment. And she was a devout follower of Christ. She was there during the crucifixion. And Jesus tenderly gave her the amazing blessing to be the first witness to the resurrection.
Right.
At a time when you wouldn't be doing that to women because some of the people in the society did not think highly of them as a witness or person
right.
who would provide
the culture,
testimony,
yeah.
the culture.
In
the
Middle East.
Mm-hmm. And yet Jesus still chose her. And so this is the same kind of thing with mm-hmm. Kim Davis. Amazing transformation. And I remember after we learned of that, because that's not a conversation we had at the beginning, how many times you've been married, and,
right.
you know, that's not a conversation we had when we signed her up, didn't think about that. And then when this came out in the media, and we talked to her, and she said, well, this is what happened, and she talked about her dramatic conversion, that was a turning point, because then we actually revealed that to the media mm-hmm. time and time and time and time again, all over the world.
And that made the story even more powerful.
It more powerful. That if you want to know why Kim Davis is not going to be unfaithful to her Lord and affix her name and title and authority mm-hmm. to a marriage certificate that celebrates a relationship that God does not design between two people of the same sex, well, then you have to go back a few years. And her dramatic conversion to Christ, she's not going to be unfaithful to him. So this mm-hmm. woman, now we end up getting religious accommodation for her within 6 months. By June is when this happens. Last Friday of June, in July, we have a lawsuit against her. By early December, we have a religious accommodation from the governor. By April of 16, we have an accommodation by the legislature and signed by the governor. So we win the accommodation. But then the case goes on, and they want to come after Kim personally. And in 2023, a jury trial actually had concluded, and one jury said no damages. The other jury came back inexplicably, $50,000 per person, to male couples called David, both of them David, different last names, and gave them $100,000. And then the judge tacked on attorney's fees, so it was $360,000+, which now more time has been put in the case, it would be higher. And we've gone through the Court of Appeals, and the issue is here, Kim Davis is being sued in her personal capacity. If she was sued as a government official and she lost, attorney's fees would be paid by the government, by the state of Kentucky. But they tried to strip her of her government protection and sue her individually. So now she's an individual. And they're claiming the damages, the $360,000+ and growing, should be assessed against her in her individual capacity. Well, we have argued that she should be entitled to, number one, religious accommodation, and number two, that she should have the First Amendment as an affirmative defense whenever somebody files a lawsuit against a private person. This is one of those unusual situations where you have a private actor versus a private defendant. And when they file a lawsuit claiming emotional damages, defamation, like, for example, emotional damages or emotional distress damages, damages based upon emotional distress, something mm-hmm. that you've done that's caused them emotional distress, and now you need to pay, then you can raise the First Amendment as a defense. And there are cases out there, lots of cases out there, where that is the case. So Kim Davis now, in her individual capacity, should be able to raise the First Amendment as a defense, because their claim is based solely upon damages for emotional distress.
But they didn't have any damages.
I know.
That's the point.
And it's only words that they are distressed
by. They didn't lose a job. They didn't lose anything.
No lost income.
No.
No treatment. No counseling. Nothing. They have no out-of-pocket expenses.
So how do you get damages?
Out of thin air.
Your
words hurt me. That's really the crazy thing for this jury verdict.
Yeah.
Damages based solely upon your words.
But it wasn't even her words. She just wouldn't sign a same-sex marriage license.
I know. And so that caused them what they call emotional stress, but they have no proof for it because they have no medical treatment, no counseling, no out-of-pocket, no lost wages, nothing. So,
and a jury went for
it. And a jury said, okay, well, $50,000, we'll go with that apiece. No way to calculate that. It's just total speculation. And so in that case, she should be able to raise the First Amendment as a defense. It's a case of first impression, never been quite decided before, where a government actor who now is sued in their individual capacity is sued for damages based solely upon emotional distress, they should be able to raise the First Amendment as a defense, just like any other private actor. And there are many cases on that. So this case is before the U.S. Supreme Court. We'll know soon about the Supreme Court, whether they take the case. We'll be working on filing our petition within the next several weeks. The court will convene again in September. And when they do that, they will review this and other cases. Pray for the Kim Davis case. I just encourage you to pray and pray and pray, because it's critically important that the court not only takes this case, but that we win. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/Kim.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.